tell us what's happened now as far as the bill before us and the markup. Oh, excuse me, let the record show, Senator Fisher, Senator McKay's, Vice Chairman Ziegler, and myself present.
After our hearing on Friday on SB 169-170 to establish a grain reserve program, we met with the Department of Natural Resources to work out some amendments that they had proposed on Friday. Basically, those are contained in this memo that I think is in front of you. There's only two or three that bear discussion pointing out. One is that the bill was changed to have the state pay for storage fees rather than the borrower. These fees would be set at the comparable USDA rate, and were felt necessary to really make the program viable. The storage fees would potentially kill the benefit of the program if the borrowers were to pay for the storage. The second thing would be that number 7 on the memo, the loan, this grain reserve fund program would be administered in conjunction with the existing agriculture revolving loan fund, and to ensure that there was comparable and efficient administration of the new grain reserve fund. The next major item was in the appropriation bill itself, 170. The appropriation was changed from $4 million to $1.65 million. The monies specifically are to come from spent funds appropriated in 1981 as part of the 1980 Delta II West appropriation for storage facilities, which have not been filled. So it's a reprogramming of those monies, and that amount is felt to be sufficient for a one-year program. And could purchase grain from approximately 50,000 acres of land compared to about 8 to 10,000 acres of grain, which is estimated to be planted this year without assurances of some sort of grain reserve program. In addition, then, the other major changes the bill from having an ongoing revolving loan fund to one that's limited, in the case of this committee substitute, to 2 years. The 2-year figure is one recommended by the bill sponsors, and which is concurred by staff. It was not the recommendation of DNR. DNR had recommended a 1-year program. It was felt that we're already so late in the season that this is really not going to give an assurance or a good assessment of the program. If we started this late, we need another year. There will be an opportunity, though, next session to reevaluate the program, because the funds will probably only be sufficient for 1 year, so an appropriation will have to be reauthorized, but we won't have to go through the same process of authorizing the program itself next year.
You might also mention, Pat, too, as far as the why it doesn't, since it didn't until 87.
Oh, the January 1, 88 date that appears in the bill is to cover the 3-year period prior to the last time a loan would be made. For example, 84, a loan might be made for a 3-year period from October, November of 84. The program itself would not expire until that 3-year period, and interest on the outstanding loans, which would be the end of 87 and January 1 of 88.
Are there questions on the part of any members of the committee? Let the record show Senator Sturzaluski is here, Senator Paul Fisher is here, yes. I'll be here shortly.
I have no questions.
Madam Chair, just a statement for the record. I was not able to be here on Friday. I appreciate the work done by you and your staff. I think it's excellent. I also like the idea that it does not set up a new loan fund, but is administered under the revolving loan program. And I think that you have handled an immediate problem. One of those kind, if we didn't have a sunset, in a sense, and a chance to review it, that might put us in a bad thing. In other words, state policy encouraging people to plant when there's just not a market for it. And this apparently is speaking to an interim problem that exists and may be good, but it's wise and it doesn't go on forever without forcing us to look at it. So I be supportive of the bill.
Thank you, Pat, very much. Did you want to say anything on the part of chair would accept a motion on the committee substitute.
Madam Chair, right? Resource committee substitute for September 169.
Is there objection? Committee would accept a motion on the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 170.
Chair, I move the resource committee substitute for Senate Bill 170.
Is there objection? So be it. Is there anything else to come before the committee today?